Elizabeth, ELIZABETH, Broussard, BROUSSARD, 10/20/23. Today, date of birth 2/24/65. Chief complaint, low back pain, leg pain, left side. Patient is a 58-year-old woman, recently had a fall where she broke her wrist, broke her foot, has x-rays, had surgery done on her foot. Patient just got back to work. She also suffers from hypertension, anxiety, diabetes, ADHD. She's a nurse. She works for a group of oncologists at the medical center, period. Recently, she had an echocardiogram. She was told she needs a CT, cardiac CT, and that's scheduled for next week, period. She complains of low back pain with radiation of the pain to the left leg, period. She has no fullness in her lower abdomen. Nevertheless, she's had a hysterectomy with oophorectomy in the past, period. COVID immunization up to date times 3. Medication includes amlodipine, Lexapro, Adderall.
Hydrochlorothiazide?
Yes, ma'am. And,
okay, bye-bye, dear.
Thank you.
Get better.
Bye. Next week.
All right, I will.
And some kind of antacid. Family history, positive for colon cancer, positive for diabetes. Colonoscopy up to date, mammogram up to date, DEXA scan up to date, medical problems as above, social, she vapes, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, allergy, penicillin, review of system, she's lost 13 pounds because she was recently placed on Trulicity, had Trulicity 3 milligram weekly on her regimen, and has worked pretty well for her. Period. Her last A1C blood work was done just a couple of weeks ago, and at that time it was 6.1, which had come down. Period. The paragraph, she does have low back pain, she does have leg pain with radiation. She did have an MRI done at one time, and she had an injection in her back because she was told that she had a bad back. And I told her that's most likely where the pain is coming from, period. New paragraph, she has no bowel and bladder incontinence. We talked about neurological emergencies. And she has had no falls or any sort of increased pain or severe radiculopathy symptoms. Weight 233 down 13 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 16, 103, 120 over 70. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next one, this thing shows no rash. There's spasm in the low back region, they get negative leg raising test. Number one, low back pain. Number two, radiation to the left leg. Number three, MRI up to date. Number four, status post hip surgery. Number five, status post foot surgery. Number six, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Midrol dose pack. Next number is Seglentis 60, 2 POBID. Next number is come back next week. Next one is blood work up to date. Next one is mammogram up to date. Next one is A1C up to date. Next number, reevaluate. That's yours. Reevaluate next week. Oh, go back to the surgery input. Then she said total hysterectomy, tonsillectomy, C-section, repair of the right wrist, ORIF, and left eye surgery, along with foot surgery. Then come back, ADHD controlled. Next number is depression stable. Next one is weight loss related to Trulicity. Next number is patient has a history of bad back, in quotation, spinal stenosis, possible disc herniation, and has had injection in her low back before. We'll hold off on any kind of workup at this time till patient sees the back specialist, and she promises to do so if this continues to be a problem. Next number, she knows not to drive with Seglentis because of the fact that it's had tramadol. Thank you.